To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. The mountains got some snow overnight, and a stronger storm is set to hit the high country tomorrow. Meteorologist Joel Gratz with the website Open Snow says 10 to 20 inches could fall over a couple of days in parts of southwest Colorado like Telluride.
We really need about double that to get a lot more skiable and rideable terrain open. So I'm not sure if this is going to be the storm that we absolutely need, but hey, if it gives us a foot of snow or more, we'll definitely take it.
So far, the state has only about half the mountain snow accumulation it normally would in a typical year. Much of the Front Range can expect some snow late Thursday. Denver's Rhino neighborhood will gain more affordable housing for young people. 56 units will provide homes to people 18 to 24 years old. Residents will have access to things like mental health resources, education, and financial literacy training. Construction begins next fall and is set to finish in 2024. Regis University has a new interim president. Cody Teets will be the first female and lay president of the Jesuit Catholic School in North Denver. She'll take over at the first of the year and stay on until Regis chooses a permanent president. The school's former president, Father John Fitzgibbons, stepped down after 10 years at Regis. Colorado State University has a new head football coach. Jay Norville will take over in Fort Collins. Norville comes from the University of Nevada, where he took the Wolfpack to 4 bowl games in 5 seasons. He will be the first black head football coach in CSU history. Colorado has a mostly sunny day today with snow later on in the week. This is CPR News.